Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Regional Elders Meeting, September 14, 1993, in Kotzebue, Alaska. In the conference room.
Jimmy Young Loan Assault this morning. Pagayitin, kama, anakuta, iklumi, kimtano, kukanaho, ala, tiklika. Kona kika uaktik ni kuyanak to lai ni to. Haglana kuyo papa mi siut tajan takut. Umapa tak lila kalata haglana iya makta lasu malgumi si maru kuwait na. Haglana charin kutu charin kutu kutu takut makta lai. Our Regional Elders Council meeting will now come to order. What? People are right there. Not y'all who see it before, so I'll try to tell it. Kuyanak to Pagayin. Emma. Igiru Tigatigut. Ilanan tunggal senyapatnya igiru Tigatigut. Naglictorka agayitin kamanaktaw. Kamuna, sikop sinim ang motil naglisiyo.
Di ko, kuyalapak tungaktaw ba, tema. Katiligitsiyot, tautimun. Kau nak kutin rezoni, naga kau nak sekarang juga rayu mik. Ingat sok saya ikut rayu di kaput. Ingat sulat di kunci sekuya nak nak mik. Ublok saya saya aku kuya di rayu ikut. Kanu paya kanu lahir juga kayaknya aku tema. Asin kisah si kayong nasab tiun. Ini pasal ciptin akuak demi kulu itu si kulu, mami tin nak tahu kun, saya nak tahu kun, pokai saya nak tahu kun, naga sulit, angalati kabutan itu tuh pokai saya luit, kang si nyawte lo kata kang si galuta sebuli cuma cipti ucis, naga sulit, kanu sakit kelapan tema, ameluti lugu. Tema nilang nakapalong pokoy sa wata suli. Suli siyok. Tema nalagay aktot. Sabotu magkay siliwit. Tukwa na ikap din eh. Taan ako din ingarap di iti sa tarikap ko. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Introduction of staff and guests.
I invited Mabel Henry as vice chair of Kotzebue
Gibson Pictures, and also Jonas Ramos. And they'll stay, I guess, until we're done today. Silikenya, may I put no lata?
Tapko nanam kami alas puna presentasi tapuk semak silo pare muri apalu presuan gum dressinga jaga dressing tana semak silo pare kema kayok kita utam hari semalu sabah lupa menang wala pening sabah lupa tang lupa cekku saya the roll call please.
Alfred Wells
here.
Warren Raymond
here.
Mimi Morris
here.
Thomas Sheldon Jr.
here.
Rachel Craig
here.
Truman Cleveland
here.
Nita Thomas
here.
Pauline Barr
here.
Percy Jackson
here.
Oscar Swan
here.
May Bernhardt
here.
Leonard Douglas
here.
Eunice Walton
here.
Raymond Stone.
Senior. Okay. Thank you. Kiku. Raymond. You look at it. You may have to alone sleep this morning. You have half a dozen leaves. Raymond. From my point of view. Number 5, what our more approval of a gentleman to be approved. Number 5 is approval of agenda. Number 6, approval of minutes. We got 4 March 11, May. Minute double. Machine report out at Nanamin. A little section, you better say program, budget and staff. B, Rob Doolin, Apollo Trust. C, Civil Naval Camp 93. Number 8, Money Association Gumli Town. A is Tribal Doctors Program. Number 9 is Northwest Arctic Borough. A, Duplication Storage of Videotapes. Other. Number 10 is AFN Conference. A, Elders Youth Conference Speech. B, AFN Awards. C, Elders Alternate. Aboriginal Citizens of Alaska. D, Selection of 7 Representatives. Number 11 is Comments. Number 12 is Closing Prayer. And number 13 Kemudiannya tiket kereta api tapak pada sebab orang sibuk ubulubak. Kemudian other muntah rumah ini ia dipersiapkan kemana sumik ia naik tu. Ia dipersiapkan ini.
Tapak ukuran laka but. Articles of incorporation to prove it in a
yeah. So, Sulite,
Yeah, Hannah.
Mr. Chairman, Avla Karurak set for next meeting. Karurak, not in the area.
Village report.
Number seven, one village report, that we have a village to the report.
Now, in the group of the year, it's for report.
He will.
Report to come after that.
Ako wati gloro, umuti yung tenakuna pala. So, kumiling niya ako ng kasi. Kaya kan yung si Bogun, ang wala ako Bogun. Before comment, so.
Si Bogun pa.
Kaya kan yung si Bogun, paglalaglas yun, sinis report. So, sila tayo, isang matiwala. Hearing none, dari tapo nga, agenda sakput, ilalakto. Article 7 Corporation, Miglu. Suli Village reports me. Suli. Next meeting. Next meeting, corner, not moving any longer.
I guess in other, we could do it in other.
Okay. Tapo nga ilalakto agenda shortbook uwa tapo nga agenda shortbook nimit arigab si road ema motion na uli yuktigo nalaksi wanga ang eriga itnafin yakup singum ni takna motion na uli. Ayo kom, kamna, bawa agenda kom ke tu boleh jat pom.
Sekarang.
Okay. Percelum tu boleh jaga. Ilo pating isau kilo tau ramnya isal lak pada. Eko, biar dipsi. Kamna number 5 bila report. Number 6, Arting, Minute Out, March 11, 1993.
Regional Elders Council, Kotzebue, Alaska, March 11, 1993, minutes. The meeting was called to order by Minnie Morris at 8:45 a.m., invocation by Alfred Wells. Roll call, Minnie Morris, Truman Cleveland, Beulah Ballas, Laura Carmen, Tommy Douglas, Percy Jackson, Oscar Swan, May Bernhardt, Rachel Craig, Eunice Walton, Alfred Wells, Warren Ramos and Leonard Douglas. Baffin, yes. Nana Staff, Charlie Curtis, Walter Sampson, Hannah Loom, and Ian Early. Monita Staff, Kathy Brown, Jody Johnson, Sally Reyes, Cyrus Harris, Paul Hansen, Bertha Jennings, and Public Health Nurse Ruth Storm. Judge Ehrlich of Kotzebue Trial Court and Kotzebue Elder Sarah is off. Agenda with additions of hepatitis, Monita Alcohol Program, Alcoholism Program, Inupiat Ilipuset Award, and Abolition of Citizens, Alfred Wells' motion to approve the agenda, seconded by Percy Jackson, unanimously passed. Minutes. For the new members, minutes were read by Rachel Craig. Rachel made a motion to approve the minutes, seconded by Leonard Douglas, unanimously approved. Minnie reminded the council to meet in Kivalina as planned. Inupiat Ilipuset Grant Program. When Charlie began his job as NANA president, his priority was to assess the Inupiat Ilipuset program within the corporation. It has been felt that villages take full responsibility and ownership of their Inupiat Ilipuset program. Funding is now available from the Robert Nolan Occult Trust Fund. Copies of the grant proposals were handed to their Regional Elders Council. Charlie strongly recommends Regional Elders Council members and their IRA seek for this funding. The maximum amount of the grant is $20,000. Guyana Traditional Council has already submitted a proposal and a copy was given the Regional Elders Council members. Guyana Elders will use the funds to follow up on the problems addressed at the Regional Strategy Conference. NANA is the only sole source which provides money for the Inupiat Ilipuset program. This restricts NANA the ability to go out to get money for the program. With Regional Elders Council support, the board expanded on the Robert Nolan Occult Trust. Board of Trustees include Reggie Jewell, Charlie Curtis, Roland Booth, Christina Westlake, Sarah Scanlon. The Board of Trustees recruited for their executive director. Charlie introduced Marie Green as the new executive director for the Robert Nolan Occult Trust Fund. She will be more visible in the Regional Elders Council meeting. Charlie commented that the Inupiat Ilipuset focus will take time to develop and start. It will work if communities take full control, work together, and communicate effectively. Comment. Chairperson Minnie Morris, Regional Elders Council, now has before them responsibilities to carry out and inform their people pertaining to this trust. She encourages the elders to fully understand the purpose, seek assistance from their tribal government. Traditional Foods Program. Bertha Jennings reported on traditional foods. They are looking into existing records from KIC and IRA to locate the elders in Kotzebue and villages. The list will help to deliver processed wild meat and fish to elders not having hunters. Discussion by Jennings on how should the grant money be distributed to Kotzebue and other communities. The options were: one, Kotzebue gets half the funds and the rest be divided to communities, or two, divide the funding among to the villages equally. Majority of elders living in Kotzebue were considered. The council voted option two unanimously by a show of hands. Civil Navy. Bertha Jennings reported that this program has been turned over to the Inupiat Ilipuset program, which was managed by tribal operations. Jennings addressed the Regional Elders Council about elder involvement. Walter Sampson advised the staff to look into safety of the children first. The Coast Guard has permitting requirements of transporting children on the water. Safety of children is valid. Comments by the council that civil navy camp requires a good, strong director to ensure that safety is followed through and mature adults are hired as counselors. The council will get feedback from villages for planning of civil navy and to report back on the next meeting. Walter Sampson was delegated to look into safety requirements. Hepatitis. Dorms reported there have been 144 cases of hepatitis reported region-wide. Public health nurse process of vaccinating infected persons under 25 years of age. Health educators in communities are working on safety precautions and prevention through their local TV. Coloring books on safety tips were sent to school. Miss Storm said the sanitarium has checked the water in both Selwick and Norvik, which appears to be okay. Even if residents get ice for drinking water, it should be boiled for 15 minutes. Lunch break, 12 noon. Manizak Alcoholism Program. Discussion by the Manizak Alcoholism Program, Jody Johnson, Sally Rios, and Kathy Brown in getting support groups from village elder leaders. Village coordinators always need support on everyday problems in the community. Villages think that Manizak Alcohol Program staff can go to the village and fix that problem when they should take ownership of the problem. As an outsider, it is even more difficult to work with the family. Cassie Brown commented that village coordinators like Hilda Sheldon are few who have done more in working in the village. This kind of work requires strict confidentiality and confidence. Comments. Minnie Morris reminded the council to call the village coordinators to get any type of support they always need. Lower Kobuk strategy update. Walter Sampson explained the functions of the regional strategy conferences over the past years. People came together to list the problems and handed them to agencies to take care of. This year, the conference leaders looked at a different approach. Sub-regional groups are working together to talk about their local problems. Walter gave an example of student-teacher conflicts. Oftentimes, parents will back up their kids. In doing so, this does not help the child's education. This applies with alcohol importation mentioned earlier. Report the offenders. The community has to work together to solve the problem. Village report, Shungnak. Senator Douglas, re-elected as chairman of Shungnak Elders. Upper Kobuk elders met in Shungnak. No elders attended. The site for Anisongwe camp has not been resolved by Upper Kobuk elders. Kobuk. May re-elected as chairman for Kobuk elders. She has been attending the Shungnak elders meeting. The principal is open to hold back day anytime. Kayana. Percy Jackson was elected chairman for Kayana elders. Kayana has held back day. NORTAC. Eunice Walton is a new member of Regional Elders Council. NORTAC elders took kids out to fishing on a cold day. Eunice strongly discourages children to drive snow machines. Kivalina. Oscar Swan was re-elected chairman of Kivalina Elders. Kivalina elders still have hard time working together. Elders object to age limit to run for chairman's position. The Suicide Prevention Program Coordinator has been in contact with elders. Selwick. Warren Ramos was re-elected chairman for Selwick Elders. He was chosen because of the work he started on the camp from the Ford Foundation's money. The sub-regional meeting to be held in Selwick was turned over to Norvik. Selwick Elders are holding a potluck on March 24. It will be an open meeting. All organizations, City IRA Alliance Club, will start plans to build a children's summer camp, Kotzebue. Rachel Craig introduced Kotzebue Elder Sarah Evok. Report on the Native American Repatriation Act. Report on a meeting Rachel attended in Hawaii on Maori and Hawaiian cultures. Kotzebue elders started a sewing class. Transportation is needed for elder activities in Kotzebue. Irregular Kutet meetings are underway to discuss Inupiaq days. in Kotzebue schools and to keep communications open. Norvik. Alfred Wells was elected as chairman of Norvik Elders. Alfred explained the EFAC Day activities in both elementary and high schools. Norvik has started a PTA membership. Buckland. Beulah Ballard reported Anita Thomas remains the chairperson for Buckland Elders. Deering. Flora Carmen reported Pauline Barr remains the chairperson and was involved in the opening of the youth center. Ambler. Truman Cleveland was elected chairman of Ambler Elders. Truman has not kept in touch with regional strategy or regional elders council meetings because he has taken time off from elder functions. Elders in villages object to the age limit of 55 to 60 years to be on elders council. Villages will set own terms for elder membership as it is hard to get village participation. The location for Edith Lovely Camp was delegated to Northwest Artist Bureau to handle. This was agreed at the Upper Colebrook Elder meeting last year. Ipe Dilipuset Award. Discussions that villages take care of their own Ipe Dilipuset Award. This will allow regional elders council members to get feedback from their communities. Council members proceeded to award the following recipients: Charlie Jones of Kotzebue, Quincy Swan of Kivalina, Lucy Sampson of Kotzebue, and Bertha Jennings of Kotzebue. Election. According to Robert's Rules of Order, Minimoners was automatically out of the chairmanship unless she was elected on the at-large seat first. This allows anyone a chance to hold a chairman's seat. The first for vote for chairman seat was rescinded by a motion made by Alfred Wells and by Percy Jackson. The election results for 1993-94 were as follows. Minnie Morris and Tommy Sheldon at large seats, Alfred Wells chair, Warren Ramos vice chairman, Rachel Craig secretary. Closing prayer. Adjournment. Rachel Craig motion to adjourn. Seconded by Leonard Douglas. Meeting adjourned at 6:45 p.m.
Thank you very much. Now you can take your breath. Kiku, Taku, Aminishabut, Nanayangat, Nanayangat. Hanoginat ilokaisan at kuginat kusintang naglag si Malkat ni.
On the village report, on the third line of Kotzebue, report on a meeting Rachel attended in Hawaii on Maori and Hawaiian cultures. It was not on Maori and Hawaiian cultures. It was on repatriation. And it was on dispute between the Hawaiian, the Polynesians, and First Museum in California.
That's on number 3 line.
And the fourth line, Kotzebue Elders started a sewing class. We wanted to start a sewing class, but we had no transportation. So that's not correct.
So she okay?
Thank you. I'm not on the last page, election. It's not very clear. Newsling Meat, Chairman McCutmatt. At Lamiki Unit, Mini, Regional Elders Council, and Dazumuna, PFC, Aslan, at large seat, Moon, Yukon, Damna Isalasa, Damna Okopi Dara Tatsubu, Demani,
Tapko, Tana Savaran with Chukin, Mini, at large seat of me in the gate of him. Behind it, listen, Tapu or Hinua, motion of Lupi at Tibu Tana, Yoker. Motion down NAPA, approve our quick minute ago. Apoxley, Rachel Room, report that cut you, Margo.
I move, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah. Motion not to Swan.
I second it.
Truman. Truman, whom I second that thing. Hello, cutting, hello, 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 hello,
thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before I start, I need your permission to there's no objection, I'll just speak English. In your packet, you have a long sheet that has a lot of numbers on it. Rather than me going over individually the numbers, I'll just give you an summary of what the budget we have for this fiscal year. Our fiscal year begins October 1, which means, you know, our NANA, we have a new fiscal year beginning October 1 of this year. And these numbers represent from October 1993 to September 1994. Very briefly, this will just be a brief report just for your information. One of the things we needed for on this is you'll notice salaries up there. That is Hannah's half-time salary over the providers, including elders and also to Marie. Her other half is budgeted out of the land department. So we have a half-time position providing assistance to Marie and also basically more responsible for the elders. We budgeted this year 4 meetings of the regional elders, and we put them in October, January, April, and July. Those are just dates that we put in there, and you can alter those dates if you want. The other thing, too, is we budgeted for 7 elders to go down to the AFN this next month in October. The majority of the budget here consists of, notice on village IRA grants, we budgeted $80,000. We're expecting, but from apparently what's going on, we probably have to adjust our budget because there have been a lot of villages inquiring about their integrated for state grant. To date, we've received, we do have Kiana's, we have NOTAX, Kivalina, Buckland, Solway, and there's quite a few villages that are really actively going after this grant, and it's, on one hand, it's surprising, but on the other hand, it's very nice to get some response from the villages and show that they are interested in the program. And but most of all, it is coming from the people, from the village, and that's the most important thing. The other high cost areas that we'll see on the SEVA camp, this is an annual cost that we have to, whether it's open or closed, we still have to pay someone to watch that facility up there, and that's, it costs us over almost $29,000 a year. Whether it's open or not, the SEVA will be, we have to pay somebody to watch the facilities up there. This year, I think we have Langford up there right now. And he's doing, besides watching the place, he's doing a lot of repairs that were noted this year. But unless there's any questions, please, the numbers that are here for your, just for your information, and just give you an idea of what we have budgeted for the, for our, for the upcoming fiscal year. So, one of the things I need to tell you is the Integrated Fiscal State Program is still under Nana Regional Corporation. We're trying to find ways to integrate it to the Robert Opelous without jeopardizing the Opelous Trust. That's why you see different budgets. We have a separate budget for Robert Opelous Moving Trust, and we have a separate budget that comes directly out of Nana. And up until a point where we can put those two programs together without jeopardizing the trust, we'll keep the budget separate in terms of funding for the elders will be separate up until we can come or until we get an idea of how we can integrate the programs together. But they, but both of these have one purpose, and that one purpose is to enhance our culture. But we're still working on trying to integrate those two programs. That's all I have, if there's any questions.
So we got a show to track up the sink before we get over to Amna. I'm not.
before we go on to the next one, on the civil merit thing, that's just for the upkeep for having somebody there. Okay, and your choice doesn't necessarily include the program that you have in the requested for scholarships, three at the Market College, and one is
for training. One young lady from Kivalina is attending vocational training at the Texan, and she's also requested for a scholarship. So the Board of Trustees will be reviewing their applications, and I'll be contacting these students after the Board meets the Board of Trustees. I wanted to mention to you, because I told you that one of my responsibilities is to try to raise money for the Upload Trust, so I thought I should include in here what we've received to date in regards to actual cash that we received from contributors. Cottsville Electric Association contributed, we're the first to make a contribution to the Upload Trust, and we received a contribution from the Northwest Arctic Borough. And we received seven families had made a donation to the Upload Trust. Six of the seven were real specific. They made a donation for the Sibylievan camp. That was how they wanted to show their appreciation for what was done, you know, this summer when their children went to camp. I received two real nice letters from parents saying their children enjoyed Sibylievan, and they had felt they want to show their appreciation by making a contribution, and that's what they did. So to date, we have 5,470 that will add to our Upload Trust account. I mentioned to you, Norvik, that I am looking for office space, so the Indicator for State Coordinators can consolidate. After the NANA board meeting last month, I met with John Renz, and he had mentioned to me that we need to look at what NANA has available in regards to buildings here in Cottsville to see if we can find, you know, adequate office space for myself and the Indicator for State Coordinators to come under one building or one location. I tried calling John Renz on, we'll be returning, I think, on the 27th. As soon as he gets back, him and I will continue to meet. And one of the things that we want to do is look at the buildings that are available here in Cottsville to try to locate enough office space for us to come together. That's something I sure would like to try to do before December 31, as I mentioned to you. That's the extent of my Upload Trust report. Are there any questions?
How much do you have in the account?
We have over $198,000 that's in the trust. The scholarships that the Board of Trustees had made a decision on, as I reported to the NANA Board, is that we'll use just the earnings from the interest. We're not going to be touching the main principal. That's 198. All we're using is the interest that's earned from the principal, the 198,000. It's over that. I don't remember the exact amount. But the money that's available for scholarships is a little over $3,000. It's almost $4,000. It's $3,668. Yeah, and 17 cents. Thanks, Charlie. Yeah, that's what I reported at the NANA board. And that's what we'll be using for the scholarships application that we received. The kids are real anxious, especially two that have been calling and are really have already started college, and one is at Texas. Real good response from our young people.
So we got a show to luck, up a show to Chalan, with Tina.
I want to say something about the scholarship. I know they're real thoughtful. I couldn't have gone to college if I didn't get scholarships from NANA and from KRC and IRA and all those places. When you're a full-time student, you really work hard, and if you try to have a job and everything, it just kind of slows you down because your work time takes up your study time, and it's not like high school. You really have to work at studying, and so I really appreciate any help that our students receive longer they're going to be taking and the more they know, the better for the community.
I learned a lot from that. The ground of what? Not when you pay it out of good job, but in your way, that you pay it out of good job. I think there's a lot of that.
Mr. Chairman, I thank Marie for doing a good job on this since she's put on this job. I'm going to go to the hospital.
those of you that are our guests and the staff, feel free to speak. We're all Eskimos. Feel free to speak. Anyone, anybody? Deku?
On the second page of my written report, I've included the Sivaniyagmik's report. On the last page, you have a copy of the volunteers and staff that had that were at camp this past summer. And I wanted to mainly say this morning that this camp would not occur if we didn't have people like the ones that are listed on this page that took the time to volunteer and help us work with our young people, our youth in this region. We didn't have enough money to hire people on a full-time basis for 6 weeks. So all these on this list are volunteers, with the exception of the cooks. You, as elders, have made the decision that we need to at least pay the cooks. This one. On the last page. And that's what we did, and I'm showing on the report. We started the camp July 14, and we had four sessions. The last week ended August, July 19, and the last week ended August 14. And we had a total of 162 youth campers that went to Sivaniyagmik. There could have been over 200 for sessions 2 and 3. We had over 40 kids on the waiting list for that 1 week, especially the 9 and 10-year-olds. We had a real long waiting list of campers that we had to tell, I'm sorry, we can't have you go to Sivaniyagmik, because we're only having 50 go up each week. So we had a real good response from the parents and the youth from this region. And we had campers from throughout the region. It was real good to have these kids come in, and they were real anxious to return to Sivaniyagmik. For the transportation, one of the requirements that we had was to have a licensed captain. So we had under contract the Kobuk River Jets, that's Lori Shirk. He provided the boat transportation for the campers, and it worked out real good. We didn't have any problems. He had to work real hard to get his license and his insurance, so we need to show our appreciation to Lori Shirk, too, for the hard work he did to provide that service for us. The first week, the parents were really impressed. They didn't realize it was going to be a boat such as Lori's. They went back to the lagoon and left their kids there. And there was 6 parents back there. And they were asking, when can they go? Why can't parents work with the elders like their children do? They were real excited about their souvenirs. Before the camp started, there were a number of us that went up to the camp and got the campgrounds ready. I especially want to thank Clarence Jackson and Tommy Sheldon and the rest of the volunteers that went up there early before camp started and got it all ready. They cleaned up the main building, cleaned the grounds, the cabins, and they built 7 tent frames with floors and doors on them. So they really worked real hard and a lot of overtime to get the camp ready so our kids could start on July 19. So I really appreciated that work that they had done. I also want to thank the borough and Nana for making a donation in order for us to have t-shirts. We had received donations so we could order t-shirts mainly for the kids, because this is something they like to receive, you know, at the end of the week, and take something home showing they've been at Sivaniyagmik. So I really want to thank the borough and Nana for making that donation. On August 16th, after the camp was all done, Clarence, Ray, Leo, and Percy Jackson, Bertha Jennings, and myself went up there and closed up the camp. Bertha and I did inventory and closed up the room where we can store the things that could be used next summer. Lord willing, we'll have another Sivaniapu camp, summer youth camp going. And so that's what we did. And while we were doing that, the men that were there cleaned up and finished off what they weren't able to finish off that Saturday before. So it's been a real good experience for me. I think it was real tiring, but it was a good tired, what we call it, or what I call it, after it was all over. It wouldn't, here in Kotzebue, it was real hectic. I wanted to thank Rachel Craig and Hannah Loon, Luke Sampson and Bertha Jennings, and for really helping me out here. The staff at NANA made themselves available when Ray Jackson would come here with his boat, with the Sivaniapuk boat. Anybody that was around, I would ask them if they could help me, help load up the boat. It was that kind of response. It truly showed Inuvialuit for safe and the practice of our values. So that was a real good experience for all of us that were involved. The other thing is that I had sent some thank you letters. I'm not done sending letters out to everyone. I'm waiting for the certificate of appreciation to be finished. So, Hannah Loon has been working with me to put that together. Once that's printed, we'll be sending those out too to show our appreciation to all the people that volunteered and helped us at Camp Sivaniapuk. What I was real thankful for, one of the requirements that the state put upon us is to have a nurse or a health aide there, health practitioner. And all 4 weeks we were able to have a health practitioner from Manila. We'd go up there for a week at a time. For 2 weeks, Mildred Foster was there. And the third week was Brenda Hall. And the fourth week was Florence Mitchell. We struggled and we thought, oh no, we're not going to be able to have a nurse or a CHP. And our prayers, one after another, would be answered. Right after I had told Charlie and Chuck, we've got to have a nurse or a CHP, I went downstairs and Rachel called and said, Marie, we got a CHP. They'd want to come to Sivaniapuk, but it was like that. Real thankful for how things were worked out to meet our needs to have this camp going. We had, the third or fourth week, we had a number of campers from Tiana, but last minute they canceled for a good reason. They had their own camp going on. So that was real nice, you know, having this experience. Upper Kobuk was same way. Ilisarvik was going on. So it was a real good feeling that it wasn't just happening at Sivaniapuk, but also, you know, closer to the homes of these youth. So it was real good summer camp. After hunting season is over, Clarence Jackson and Rachel also mentioned it to me that we need to get together and go over what we've done at the camp, talk about what we need to change, what kind of planning we should do before Sivaniapuk camp should start again. So Clarence just thought we should try to get together, a small group, to try to get together after the caribou hunting is all done with. So that's what we'll be doing once. He'll give me a call as soon as he's done. And we'll be doing. In the memo here, I mentioned that we received a lot of help from National Park Service. Some of the things that they did were just really a lot of help. Unbelievable that a government agency could come forward like this. Jonas Ramoth went up there and helped us out. Kim Valentino and two other men went up there and volunteered to help us out. But the guys that couldn't leave their offices, they cut up the outhouses, you know, all the plywood. That one time they brought the supplies down to the beach and it was like putting a puzzle together. Mm-hmm. They had it all cut out. All we had to do was bring it up to Sivaniapuk. It was so good. They donated leftover linoleum, nails, plywood, paint. A lot of things came from the National Park Service. And that's why we thought We need to have these certificate of appreciations done, and we could give these out to all of you that helped us at Camp Sevenil. The last thing I wanted to say is that our love and prayers are with Minnie and her family. We thought of you a lot, and we'll continue to pray for Minnie and her family and the people in Norwich.
Marie, just for purposes of information, maybe I know there's other communities that are thinking of setting up a kids' camp like that. Just for transportation costs, you might want to give us some numbers. Estimate.
You see, we had budgeted $10,000 for transportation, and that wasn't enough. That includes not only air transportation, that includes purchasing gas, you know, for making trips back and forth. And I'm sorry I didn't close out the report, the financial part of it, but I know we spent over that much.
So about $10,000 to $15,000. Mm-hmm.
Just on transportation. That's one of the things that the parents were real thankful for when we first started. That was why we received, you know, the six donations. They had realized after their kids came back from camp, these contributions we received are $75, $100, and that's what, you know, is real helpful to help us take care of the costs that have gone on. We wouldn't have been able to have the last session if Nana and the borough didn't come forward and say that they'll help us out. Otherwise, we would have had to close down because we didn't have enough money. But a lot of money was spent on transportation. The boat transportation, that was a separate cost, and we had a contract for $20,000 for using the Laurie Shirk's boat. The licensed captain, that's required, one of the things that was put upon us, and it worked out real good.
And certified boat?
Mm-hmm. Certified boat and licensed captain. The parents really appreciated that when they'd see us getting the kids ready, really showing safety, and I told them that this is what the elders had stressed. That's why we have it this week.
I think, Mr. Chairman, it's something that the Elders Council need to think about, is that if any other communities are thinking of setting up camps, eventually the Coast Guard's going to go after somebody. On the Upper Kobuk, for instance, transporting kids from the community to the site, the Coast Guard will probably require the boat to be certified, and also a certificate for the driver. The problem behind that is, while you're transporting the kids, if something should happen, then somebody's going to be sued for that. And in this case, it'd be either a Akaluk Trust Fund or Nana because of that transportation. And it's something that the council need to think about if you're thinking of setting up different camps at different site locations. And we're going to be pressured by Coast Guard to abide by their regulations in the future. But now, holding it long in your clue, federal regulations, state regulations, certified captain, Coast Guard, federal government, training knocked at certified Louis Athin. Umar Suli Tamana, Umar Sena Ilan, Tamana Suli, Umar, the Sama Supalanik, Tatna, Nixaklu, Pimagat. On top of that, ensure Rangasule, Kanoklugune, Kanoklu Lirune, Pinyagome, ensure Rangan, the Sama Tamana, Yagisu, Tatna Hilune, Iglenar Negome, Pinyagome.
While they're talking about the boat moving children around, transporting from village to the souvenir camp and back to town or village, in between, we have been moving quite a few children from picnic grounds to, from camp to picnic ground, and picnic ground to camp. And also, when we check net to show them how it's all be done, we still carry a lot of children. We have three or four boats along that time. That means we've been moving kids around. I used mine, first Jackson used his. Civil Navy's boat was there. Also, William Sheldon Jr., he had his boat from picnic ground to, you know, transporting them. We still think about those things too, you know. We might even, something might happen by doing that as well.
nuktit latit jugo tap kole 1400 kenyak pip duting sign note ring tapra pip jugo mani jatku akaluk pras munasin tamna manik pip jugo uba tatna inuk mata sule nanat kudlu purut kudlu ijirip duting tamna fourth week atu mat kuplu camp paruk dot Kotirip Luwit Tatna Savakakut Sivunne Kapsi Ko Clearapta Uko Kamagigati Tatna to say Nyaktangichasi Sota Sama Evictin Nara Takluu Ishotmun Pipkar Nara Takluu Pilarigat Uvasule Imma Olak Nigalok Narit Tak kawung aku tak kangen siaribut tak ko sabang nak tu tak kibani, asing mak pekat rek lewit. Uba all lak nih pat all lak nih gupsi tam nak kenyal lalu lulu pirat kari gupsi. Uba sabak tici nak tu. Ia ni sumik lalu kesu tak kangen kami tam nak kenyal lalu lulu pirat it note ni. Suli devotion aku kukup siring ini juga. Pinik flannel board tadi tak kira ngot diputa tak nasi ni dulu ini sotip lugu atau tip lugu. Tak kamu ngasih ni ma uninya kebun. At tak sebut. Aglan tam na nakuruk upisar saktut uva nanat kutnin ripoga loktut ilingisal khenyak pipmatun aglan atlatuk uka kuting evictin nakluit tabakatigi kuting tatna tamna atumakkarat Kerjak anyway kalau tuh aglan, pemari kuting uko, unak porak mukak lugu frame malay kuting unak set porak man, nut komira lah kuting unuk rak man, nik laso rak mong, tapi kay kuting lu pirak tu un no munagla.
100 degrees.
Tak na sekup tuh tak kuting. Apa ni mak dapat frame mat enak mata pingirip luwet ini juga monga kanimun pinya yang nek tu di nakapti dan monga sulit kanimun frame balik kuting ariga aji tebrane kuyurak ini juga itkak sedyuting ima sulit Leonard kun makor sebab tak tu dan monga ubanga Util gue jungo atlantik tuk sewa kaklunga update kaklunga adika atau cikun sewa katigi ikut nafule tuk naga suli sewa ngaya kaming angutit dukum atahanu kuting undopak oka atakak Ale ni ngicu nak tu, tak kawan nak sektor, tahu?
Truman.
Kamina, kau tinggal kru. Atu misu nak lau kengat cok. Atu misa katamno kau tinggal kalu, kempo misa kame jalu ronit. Atu misa saklu jaglan, ngajok angin ni. Ollo birami, poti nasi. Jalu rawani kelewat ibu tak si sama lubaluk altus san tak nape kati bluit tak ntaam nape suri lewru pemisahkan mengata jalu bluit sama angyokang ini kanukluk pada asing dan pemisahkan sangat pemisahkan hat tak tahu lemak angyokang rur maka kanukluk saya sendiri Tak nak pikir di gelau kru, pun bisa kak mengat.
Kekina kong tak nak.
I think when they get the applications, the parents give permission, right?
I think one thing that you also need to understand, even if there's a permission that was given by the parent, the way the legal system is set up, you know, long as attorneys will fight that.
Speak a little bit on it.
And the attorneys will go through the court system to have somebody spend money. Something that we have to live with, I guess.
We know that Laura Sheriff, who's also visit too with other people that go up that way in case he didn't want to. In summertime, maybe whoever is crew that's hauling the children with a boat, we should try to think of others too ahead of time. But if he's available, it would be real nice that he's got a nice big boat and that. But he's so busy with tourists and other stuff too. Kano ni pi yung inyay sang nagpan kasi matama ni tuk ta na lais siligat it may balok tutuy matigin irap tamo na unasuli kubrakwak ta hati ng uwan ni pishat iyalo yun apay in one boat five na inuwi mata uwa kaya pek do yu chimin ako rilya pera min palong nagtut ta na may ngulura mit alitig ni aglan ko na siya kalla pero din klomit pira ako si na ubod at kusumit pini aksay dalag sa naktok aksay dalag sa wading pini tamara piyak ko ko siya isang matigin na rito ni ikin ni naktok sabi
mo kalla okay cool after I give you a few pointers maybe we will have a break. But when we had meeting planning, I was with you guys at Norvik one day, and then I had to go to Anchorage meeting planning, help plan that AFN elders youth. Second day, we get a money, how things were planned. Okay. Today, when Mildred and Daniel were left, I called and I said, I mean, my wife can be going to Sivanelik and help over there. And we were there last 2 weeks. And everything was running real smooth. I kind of, sort of investigate, you know. And things were going smoothly at Sivanelik. I met some people over there, Park Service over there. And last Friday, about four National Guardsmen came up there, and those guys that teach gun safety. And when me and my wife got there, I start teaching values to the kids when I was asked. And these things, kids really listen when you when they have a devotion. That's really important thing that I found out was good for seminary and kids, also the staff. And me and my wife were there on Saturday, helped clean up around, and late afternoon we left for home. Suli, I see that the elders that were there really had the camp going real nice. Clarence Jackson did really good job. I had to, a couple times I had to talk with him. And Tommy, assistant. And Eleanor Loon, she was working with the kids, really working. Sakula Bahani, Kitsanik Sakula Bahansuk. Dema Angalat Chilhat Udukanat Ariga Angula Bahtuk Aglana. Friday me, August 13 me, I said I sure like to have a meeting with the staff, with the people, and we had a meeting. And I said, I've got some proposals that I had written down, which might be help to Sivanilvik staff. Arhinyuwa, to go proposal laletka, for tenuni pakrap, uko digigitka, to nana board. Proposals for next year's work at Sivanilvik and activities concerning youth summer program. I said that my ideas maybe are not agreeable to the people that were working there. And since the camp is put up, that old tent frames over there were almost falling down. And they've got really nice tent frames with floors right there. Well, I'm going to read this to you. Maybe you won't like it, but I have in mind one camp director who is in charge of most of the work done in camp. Taking care of hauling children, talk with the people that are hauling children and taking them out. And number two was cleanliness of camp. That's what's got to be. I checked into some of the rooms that the staff had, and I thought maybe there could be these people that are working. Before, when people are working there, they clean up their shacks real nice every day. And I thought maybe cleanliness of camp was good for people that are working there. And they've done hauling water, wood and water. And I thought maybe the hiring of somebody should be approved by other elders and staff instead of just camp director picking up. It seems that the camp director was, you know. So I thought maybe the approval of hiring of somebody should be by elders or someone. And if an instructor, teacher, or assignee needs material, to inform a supervisor immediately for things needed. They have been doing this. Clarence has been doing this really good. I know that. Okay, my second idea is to have an activities director. Since I saw Eleanor